And incidentally, this the DAR chapter took this copy of this and sent it to their state chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And it got this chapter here some kind of an award. I don't know what it was, you know, because they always have awards for such things.
Mm-hmm. This is.
And there's a mention in there of the early churches here in Bridgeton,
mm-hmm.
and also a mention of what was known in those days as the Opera House.
Yeah, the Opera House was where?
Yeah.
It was.
It's gone now, but.
What was it?
It was up on, just as you crossed the bridge,
mm-hmm.
if you'd turn left there on that street, it had been about two blocks up
mm-hmm.
that way. That's where it stood.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a very vivid recollection of my father taking me to see a dramatic production mm-hmm. there of a, put on by a touring company,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it was Uncle Tom's Cabin, so help me.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Well,
it's written about his uncle.
And he is in the history department down there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marv is in the, I guess he's in the English department, but he's the dean of the, I think he's the dean of the faculty, I think it is. I don't know.
He's on the faculty of Indiana State.
Indiana State.
Yeah,
he's uh-huh. a dean. Some kind of administrator.
And this uncle of his on the faculty down at Indiana University.
Mm-hmm.
See? Okay. I'll help you any way I can.
Okay. as I said, we have these items. I want to just maybe real quickly, and as you can see, I'm scribbling down things just because I've got a bunch of. There's a bunch of things we're looking for. Like one of the things we're interested in is whether people would call an old theater an opera house. For example,
uh-huh.
is one thing we were looking for.
Uh-huh.
There were a couple of things like 1,000 and 20, and I'm sorry, but sometimes these questions won't necessarily make much sense. But there is really a reason behind it.
Uh-huh.
I wondered if we could maybe start out by just getting a little bit more on the biographical data in terms of you, and maybe we could explore this connection. I mean, this genealogical connection at the same
mm-hmm.
time. You say you went to you were born here, or
yes, sir.
Right
uh-huh.
in Princeton.
If you'd hand me that sheet of paper over there, I just made a few notes
oh.
way over yonder, Pat. That yellow.
Yellow.
Uh-huh. I can tell you very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
I think quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you might want to know about me, biographically,
okay.
see?
Uh-huh.
So I just made a few notes here.
Uh-huh.
I grew up here in Bridgeton.
Mm-hmm.
My parents moved here in 1902, and they built this, my father had this house built over here. And I attended grade and high school here in Bridgeton through my junior year. In high school. And that year, that high school lost its commission. And my older sister had graduated without a commission, and she went to Indiana State later, and every time she turned around, somebody said, you don't have a commission, don't have a diploma from a commission high school, and so you got to take this thing, or you got to take this, you got to take that, see? Well, I didn't want to be faced with that, so I went over to Brazil,
mm-hmm.
which is 10 miles south here. I graduated from Brazil High School.
So that was just 1 year?
Yeah, that is my fourth year,
mm-hmm.
see?